It's Bear in the Morning, Bear Country 95.3, Tuesday morning, and Find It in Greenfield time. So Hannah's here from the Greenfield Business Association.
I am. Hey.
How are you?
I'm great. It's good to be here.
Yeah. Wonderful to see you here. And who did you bring with you today?
Thank you. I'm super excited about today because we're doing something a little different. So I have my friend Trouble Mandison here with us today. She is a GBA member and was the inspiration for us adding a freelancer membership. And she does everything. Trouble, you do everything.
I do a lot of things. Uh-huh. I definitely do.
Right. Okay. And we'll find out a little bit more about this freelancer membership.
I'll talk more about it.
In just a bit. Well, good to see you, Trouble. How's everything going?
Everything is great. It's great to be here. Thank you.
Okay. And I understand that you're involved in a little bit of everything, aren't you?
I'm involved in a lot of things, yes. And okay. Do you want me to tell you some of the things I do?
Sure. Rattle off a couple.
Well, yes. Let's see. I write grants for the YMCA, which I do on a part-time basis.
Franklin County YMCA.
Okay. I am on the steering committee of the Greenfield Farmers Market. I've been an assistant manager there before over the years.
Uh-huh.
And I fundraise for them. And let's see, what else
am
I
doing? Just Roots.
Oh, Just Roots. Yes, I worked for them for a couple of years in their office, and now I volunteer. I pack vegetables once a week in exchange for my share, but I still kind of feel like I work there. I still say we when I talk about Just Roots.
Of course. Awesome.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
And the co-op.
The co-op, like I use a lot of my volunteer hours. I don't know if people know this. If you work volunteer hours, you can get discounts at the co-op. Mm-hmm. So there's just a little box where you go and you write what your volunteer hours were and the number of it. So,
and what do you do to volunteer?
Well, I volunteer at Stone Soup. I'm there every Saturday. I worked for years in the kitchen. I even went and got my ServSafe manager certification because I'd never worked in a commercial kitchen.
Okay.
So I just went and got that for myself.
All right.
And now I work in their free store, which means I just get to give away super cool stuff every Saturday. And I also get to sign everybody in, so I get to talk to everybody who comes by there.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have a harvest supper every year, right? Coming up this year, August 24th, their harvest supper.
Yes, we should remind everybody.
Right downtown.
Absolutely, in the town common, and they're having an online art auction, which is actually just started today. So if you go to the Stone Soup Cafe website, you can get a link to the auction and browse lots of beautiful paintings and prints and objects d'art. And help raise money for Stone Soup.
Yes.
The website, by the way, is thestonesoupcafe.org.
thestonesoupcafe.org.
And you will find the link right there, and you can check out all the artwork that you can bid on. And I believe they're going to have some of it to view at Greenfield Public Library.
Yes, from the 16th, I think, until something like the 21st or 23rd, one of the small conference rooms will have a number of the items for sale with actual QR codes so you can bid on them right there.
Wow.
Yeah. So cool.
And the auction goes until August 28th, so
all
it goes through till the end of the month.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So past the date of the supper.
Yeah.
It's held in downtown Greenfield on August 24th this year. What keeps you in Greenfield?
Oh, gosh. I came here 20 years ago from the West Coast, and I had no idea where I was moving. And, Northampton being LGBT friendly, and that's where my wife started looking for a house in Northampton. And we just, on a fluke, found a fabulous little half cape down off by the country club.
Yeah.
And it is such an amazing town. There's so many artists. There's so many activists. There's a lot of elders. Like when you, anytime somebody rides by me on a bicycle, I look, they have gray hair. Like we have got the most active seniors in this town.
It's really, so true.
Or they're out gardening at the senior center or, you know, and it just feels like there's almost something for everybody. And I know we lack a few things. Okay. Mm-hmm. No big box store. Guess what? I buy my Hanes underwear at the dollar store. You know, you can get cheap underwear in Greenfield.
Absolutely.
That's the complaint. You just have to be a little creative.
Totally.
And, you know, as soon as some couple businesses, we lose some, and then we always get a couple new businesses.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love the co-op as a community resource. Stone Soup is a community resource. The library, the YMCA. I mean, there's so many places for people to go and be supported for your health or your finances or... You know, there's somebody out there somewhere that can help you wade through, you know, the Mass Health Connector or, you know, how to get benefits.
Yeah.
You know, there's just so much out here. And I just feel like the feeling in this town is one of positivity and very upbeat. And there's always detractors. There's always complainers. Just go to Everything Greenfield on Facebook. That's where all the complainers are.
Take that out.
But, you know, that's, we're getting a Starbucks, you know.
So how did you get involved with the GBA, though?
Great question. I think it was that you came to our 75th anniversary last year, and I had just started, and you and I met each other. I think we met each other there, and we just got to,
yes.
It was at Hawks and Reed. It was a great party. It was really my introduction to the business community, which showed out for that party, which was so great.
Yeah.
And we just kind of got to talking, and I remember you had, as you're displaying now, so much knowledge about Greenfield, what's available here, what businesses want, all of it. And I think we just kind of kept going. And then you emailed me shortly thereafter and you said, you know, I freelance, I write grants. Where do I fit in your membership model? I was like, that's a really great question. So periodically, I feel like you come to me and you're like, you're not serving this way, or I don't see this in how you're meeting the business community, and it's been so helpful. So
yeah.
I think that's how it started.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And again, I'm on steering committees and boards, and I like to know people, and I'm a networker.
Yeah.
You know, someone can come up to me and say, do you know someone that does? I'm like, oh yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
I just had a friend say, I'm putting my house on the market. Do you know a real estate agent?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, there's an absolutely wonderful young man who boxes vegetables with me at the farm. I don't know him as a realtor, but he's super sweet. I know his family. So, you know, I hook them up together.
Is that Dan Piasecki?
Yes, of course it is.
He's on our board.
Of course it is. Yes.
Right? So many connections in Greenfield.
Yeah.
It's really true.
Yeah. And I just have always liked to connect people. And so for me, being on the Business Association just simply means, you know, as a fundraiser, it's easier for me to walk into it. But hey, it's me. I'm here again this year for Stone Soup Harvest Supper looking for sponsors.
Yep.
And they know me year after year.
Yep.
And so by being on both ends, being on the GBA and being on like the Vintage Days committee and, you know, other events that are happening through town, people get to know me and I get to know them.
Yep.
So it's
Hannah,
awesome.
How do you know, talk about this level of membership again? So
people
who are out there, you know, they might be interested just like Trouble.
Yes, exactly. So we kicked it off as a freelancer membership. So the idea that folks who are, they don't necessarily have a brick and mortar space, but they're out there in the community helping in different ways with different things. I mean, you could be a freelance web designer. You can be a freelance grant writer. You can, I don't even know.
Bookkeeping.
I mean, really anything. And it's so valuable to the GBA to know folks in the community who are freelancing in these ways, because I get asked constantly from different business owners, you know, do you have someone for my board? I need someone who has financial knowledge. Do you know someone who can do 5 hours of bookkeeping on the side? And I'm always connecting people, just like Trouble's saying. So I wanted to make sure that we were creating a membership tier that felt like it was in line with folks who were working in that way. And then we also just got a question recently about organizations that are all volunteer run. They also now fit into that category. So $75 for the year just to, you know, get invested. And then we'll just keep going. And if people don't see something in the membership tiers that applies to them, let me know. I'm always happy to talk about it.
All right. So how do people get in touch with you?
Oh, you know, they can go on greenfieldbusiness.org and find all of my contact information or reach out to me over social media, though sometimes I'm a little slower there.
All right.
I'm just being honest.
It's Find It in Greenfield on Bear Country 95.3.